Joining us now from Harare is George Charamba, who is the spokesman for President Mugabe. Mr. Charamba, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
The UN Security Council has issued a condemnation of what's happening in Zimbabwe. The statement says, "The campaign of violence and the restrictions on the political opposition have made it impossible for a free and fair election to take place." Do you dispute that?
Well, very, very much so. A complete misrepresentation of the facts on the ground. Zimbabwe is not a country at war with itself. It is a country where there is peace and tranquility.
But, Mr. Charamba, there have been documented reports of opposition supporters being beaten, in some cases killed. There were vivid photographs just yesterday of supporters of Morgan Tsvangirai being beaten with sticks and what appear to be lead pipes. Do you denounce that violence or do you deny that it exists?
Exactly. Reports authored by who? You find that all the reports that you are dealing with are reports that are coming either from the British machinery or from the American machinery. In the case of the footage you're referring to, that was shot from the British embassy, from the American embassy. It turns out that the whole thing was stage managed, specifically to ensure that there is a resolution by the UN which is meant to condemn Zimbabwe. So we are not bothered.
President Mugabe has said, and I quote here, "We are not going to give up our country for a mere X on a ballot. How can a ballpoint pen fight with a gun?" That sounds to people here as though President Mugabe is saying, "I'm going to stay in power regardless of how people vote."
What he is simply underlining is that the independence of Zimbabwe came through a war, came through huge sacrifices, which sacrifices are not just going to be surrendered to a neo-colonial arrangement merely based on the ballot.
But Mr. Charamba, the independence fight for Zimbabwe,
yes,
what used to be long ago southern Rhodesia in the colonial period, independence came more than 25 years ago. Isn't it time for another stage of Zimbabwe's political development?
Exactly, and that stage cannot be a regression. It cannot be a movement from independence to neocolonialism, can it?
But votes were cast by Zimbabweans in the first round of the presidential election. Votes were also cast for your parliament. And
yes, of course.
The ZANU-PF and Mr. Mugabe both suffered defeats in that
round.
And
the Zimbabweans voted with their stomachs because of the environment of sanctions that we have. Remember, we have had sanctions from year 2000, sanctions which were meant, as it were, to get the Zimbabwean people to rise against their own government. And you know what happened? Soon after that result, they realized that, in fact, behind them was the British interest. And that's exactly what has changed the mindset here. I can assure you Morgan Tsvangirai will not repeat the fluke victory of March 29.
Well, now he's not going to repeat it because he said this election is so unfair, his forces are subject to so much intimidation and violence, he's not running anymore, is what he said.
And let's sequence our facts right. He was campaigning all along until a mere 5 days from polling date when he has realized that, in fact, he has been facing round rejection.
Is there some result of mediation you can imagine that would involve some recognition of Mr. Tsvangirai's claim to power based on his winning the first round?
He has no basis for making any claim to power.
Let's say that President Mbeki, though, comes to you and says, "Look, the country's economy is in a disaster. We're running out of any means of support.
But
you've got to cut some kind of deal here."
The notion of a government of national unity, which you are alluding to, cannot be a substitute for an electoral process which is provided for constitutionally. Why this sudden generosity to a point where you actually instigate us to break and disregard our own constitution? Why do that?
So you're saying the results of the runoff election, which will ratify President Mugabe, that stands, that's the law, and there's no questioning that result?
The elections will proceed from a legal point of view. This is a runoff. There is a presumption that every contestant has volunteered their consent by participating in the first election. So no presidential candidate can withdraw at this juncture. That includes Mr. Tsvangirai. So the elections will proceed. If ever there's any political accommodation, that's a post-election consideration.
After 28 years, what would be wrong with having somebody else be president of your country? Must the same people run the country forever because they were the leaders of the liberation struggle?
You see, what I am averse to and what I will never understand is for anyone from any other planet or country telling the Zimbabwean people that you guys, you are incapable of judging when you should stop your head of state and bring in a new one. I mean, that's very condescending.
Did Zimbabweans have a position on when South Africa should oust its president in the days of apartheid?
Tell you what, don't judge us by the experience of any other country, whether it's African or European or American. We are a mature society. We have judgment. That's why we have an electoral process. We will decide who will govern us. It cannot be the function of an outsider, never at all.
Well, Mr. Charamba, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thanks for getting in touch.
That's George Charamba, who is a spokesman for President Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe. He spoke to us from the capital, Harare.